I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. I think it's probably safe to say most of you were not exactly waiting with bated breath for the arrival of today's campaign finance disclosures in Vermont. But for candidates, and yes, for the reporters who cover them, it's a pretty big deal. Like it or not, money matters in politics. And today we get a peek inside the campaign war chests that could make or break political ambition this year in Vermont. VPR political reporter Peter Hirschfeld has been wading through those reports, and he joins us live from Montpelier to try to make some sense of them. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Alex.
So give us the headline here. Which candidates are raising the big money so far?
So let's look at the Democratic primary first, where you've got Sue Minter and Matt Dunn. Matt Dunn has raised about $567,000 so far in this race. That's about $80,000 more than Sue Minter has taken in. But keep in mind that Dunn had a significant head start since he announced several months before Sue Minter did. On the Republican side, Bruce Lisman has $625,000 raised so far for his race. It's worth noting, though, that about two-thirds of that came from his own bank account. We reported last year that Bruce Lisman, who's a successful former Wall Street executive, is worth about $50 million. So there's plenty more where that came from, presumably. Phil Scott, meanwhile, has raised the least of the bunch. He's got a little more than $400,000 so far in this campaign, but he had $100,000 left over from his race for lieutenant governor. So he's really on par with the rest of the bunch as a result of that.
Peter, give us a sense of exactly where these donations are coming from so far.
So candidates will tout the overall number of contributors they have and say their filings represent the collective support of thousands of small donors. In reality, though, a relatively small number of folks account for much of the cash that we're seeing coming in. Sue Minter, for example, has about 1,300 individual donors, but 55 of them alone account for close to 40% of her total. Same for Matt Dunn. He's got about 1,800 contributors, but 4% of those are accounting for 40% of his total. With Phil Scott, 4% of his donors, 44% of his total haul.
So we're talking about small groups of people contributing larger amounts of money. Is this a new phenomenon, or are small numbers of donors always playing an outsized role in elections?
You know, it's not a new phenomenon, but the role of these larger donors is becoming even more pronounced, I think. And that's in part because this is the first election cycle since lawmakers raised the limit on contributions to statewide candidates. They went from $2,000 to $4,000. And that ended up being a pretty significant decision because the extra $2,000 adds up very quickly. And it means that campaigns are going to be even more reliant probably on high-dollar donors.
Peter, at the end here, last week we heard Matt Dunn hold a press conference where he vowed to turn down corporate donations. He called on other candidates to do the same. I gather none of them are following suit right now, but tell us what kind of role corporate money is playing in the race right now.
In short, on the Democratic side, not much at all. On the Republican side, it's significant. Sue Minter actually took in less corporate contributions than Matt Dunn ended up returning. He gave back about $16,000. Sue Minter took in less than $10,000. Phil Scott's campaign, meanwhile, has received about $130,000 from about 100 corporate entities.
You can read more about these campaign finance filings on our website, vpr.net. Peter Hirschfeld covers politics for VPR out of Montpelier. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Al.